The state of Texas is facing a nearly $10 billion shortfall, which means the legislature is making some unpopular budget cuts. One area that's being hit hard is textbooks. Already, many students use old, outdated materials, and teachers were hoping they'd be replaced. Now, that's not going to happen in many cases. Critics say it will hurt the quality of education. From Austin, Janet Heimlich has more.
In a classroom at Murchison Middle School in Austin, some 30 seventh graders make a mad rush for new history textbooks. These are publisher samples.
We got the teacher's edition. Fun.
Today's assignment, come up with the 20 most influential people of the 20th century. The students need these books because the ones they've been using only cover events up to 1991.
This is our current textbook.
Teacher Melissa Prepster.
And you can kind of see how it's like falling apart and has all sorts of graffiti all over it. Ripped pages.
In the book, the 1991 Gulf War is only briefly mentioned. George Bush is president. That is, former President George H.W. Bush.
There's a picture of the Houston Oilers. Ed says what a great Texas team they are. And the kids are all like, the Oilers don't exist anymore.
Many teachers across the state, like Prepster, are making do with old textbooks and wondering whether they'll get new ones in the fall. The Texas legislature plans to fund only a portion of the K-12 materials requested by the state's education agency. Normally, lawmakers pay for all of them. The House has proposed a budget of just over $300 million, less than half of what was asked for. That means many of Texas's 4 million students will be stuck using old books in history, computer technologies, advanced placement courses, and other subjects.
You know, we came into session with nearly a $10 billion hole.
Jim Pitts is chairman of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Education. He says to help relieve the huge shortfall, House members were left with a choice: cut either textbooks or vital educational programs.
I think if you would go into the schools and said, okay, do you want a textbook or do you want a math program or do you want a reading program? And I think every teacher will tell you that give us those programs, we can work with the textbooks.
Pitts adds that if the budget passes, it will pay for all textbooks covering subjects that appear on the state's achievement tests. And he adds, lawmakers are recommending that the next legislature that meets in 2 years pay for the unfunded materials.
I don't feel like that the budget that you see that the kids will be affected.
But educators don't like the legislature putting off any new textbooks. Louis Malfaro is president of the Teachers Union Education Austin. Malfaro says many books were designed to meet rising educational standards. He says teachers have worked hard to meet those new standards, and that's helped raise test scores more than 30% over the last 8 years.
Texas schools are known for their achievement and improvement. We're not going to be able to maintain and sustain that if we stop buying new textbooks for kids.
Deferring textbooks has publishers upset, too. They've invested hundreds of millions of dollars in the new books, many of which have already been printed. Joe Bill Watkins is a lobbyist for the Association of American Publishers.
You can imagine taking a tremendous financial hit like this will make a lot of publishers think twice about future participation until it gets more predictable and less risky. That will mean there'll be less choice in the state. If you have less choice, there'll be less pressure among the publishers to provide the highest quality.
Education advocates criticize the Republican-controlled legislature for refusing to raise taxes. But lawmaker Jim Pitt says this session's cuts are the best way to deal with the budget crisis.
Our economy's down, and we feel like that this is what the taxpayers of Texas have asked us to do.
The Texas Senate has approved a budget that would fund more textbooks than the House, but it's still $200 million less than what educators say is needed. The two houses will try to work out a compromise by the time this session ends on June 2nd. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.